sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very weary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up, for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting, but is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Friends or family need heart work? Heart bypass in the U.S. is over $150,000. Heart valve? $175,000. AsiaRunLikeHell.com announces a limited-time promotional special. Heart bypass at $10,300 and heart valve at $12,900. With a typical 20% Obamacare copay, you can do the flights, hotel, surgery, and goof off in a tropical paradise with money still in your pocket for well under the price of your copay. AsiaRunLikeHell.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it...
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening here on RBN. I'm your host, Mark Passio. My website, whatonearthishappening.com. As promised, I'm going to take your calls for the duration of the show, as long as, of course, there are enough callers to take. If we somehow run out of calls to take, then I'll go back to presenting. But looks like we usually fill up the phone lines, and tonight shouldn't be any different. So let me give the call-in number for people who want to call in. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. Once again, toll-free, 800-313-9443. No taboo topics. There never are on What on Earth is Happening. Call in, talk about anything you want, ask any questions about anything that I've covered up to this point. Concerns, speculations, comments, anything is fair game. So let's go to the phones and let's hear from Josh in Virginia. Josh, you're live on What on Earth is Happening. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for taking my call. I'd just like to touch on the topic of cremation of care.
Yes.
And I think it's done almost daily by people, even in the liberty movement, who, when they speak the words, "What can I do?"
Yep.
Like you say, it's victimization, and it's self defeating. And what you're doing is saying that you are powerless and you are hopeless. And the truth of the matter is, if you would just listen to the inner spark, the divine nature of oneself, you would know the truth, and if you were had the courage to take actions that align with that, then there would be no, you know, things would evolve as they should.
And that's right.
I think it's a shame that people have become so, you know, under this mind control, because it is true, from birth we are taught to live a certain way in a certain system that denies what we truly believe for ourselves. And if we could only get in tune with that energy, then we might be able to live in a prosperous, bountiful world that is unlimited. And the whole neurosis or the psychological abuse that humanity, like you've been talking about in the Cosmic Abandonment series,
yes,
has taken, I mean, it's almost insurmountable. And we are a long ways from evolving to our true potential, which could be limitless.
Absolutely.
And that is the true gift that we are given. And to deny that, it hurts. I mean, I woke up crying the other morning. I mean, just at the state of the world, I mean...
Yep.
And
It's hard. It's hard to even deal with the depth that humanity has fallen to. You know, Josh, these are really words of wisdom. Very profound what you're saying, because our potential is so great. We are not powerless. You know, we can make change happen. We can affect things in this world.
you know, right. through our free will. And what you're saying really resonates with me, and I find to be very, very true. You know, if I say to people all the time, if people really knew who and what we were up against, there is no way they would not take any action. You know, I constantly get, I'm going to talk about the kind of people you're somewhat referring to, you know, that don't really take any action or even maybe say that they know what's going on in the world. And, you know, then you ask them, well, what are you doing? And they say, well, hey, what can I do? If they really knew who the people were that I'm talking about that are really manipulating the world, you know, if they really knew what was really going on for real, truly, in their own mind, in their own experience, they would be doing as much as someone like myself, if not more. Because there's no way you would sit back and not take any action. I constantly, every day just about, get an email from somebody that says to me, you should talk about this. You should cover this. This is what I think is more important than anything you're talking about. You should be talking about it. You should be aware of it. You should be telling people about it. And I say to people, if you really think that's important, what are you doing to get that message out there? You know, I'm going to talk about the things I feel are the most important for people to understand. If you think something else is more important than that and you have knowledge of it, by all means, please go and put that out there to the world in the way that is the most distributed and free so that most people can hear about it. I get people who email me and say, I know more about this, and that than you do. Well, that's wonderful. I never claim to be an expert on everything. I never claim to have knowledge about every single aspect or facet of what is taking place in the world. I consider myself a generalist that has a little bit of knowledge about try to have as little bit of knowledge about as much fields of interest as possible so that I can understand how they are interrelated and how they are all affecting each other. You know, I tell people, I ask people, well, if this is what you've studied, right, and this is what you know a lot about, and you think everybody needs to know more and more about it, I type the person's name into a search engine, or I ask them themselves in their email that they send to me. I write back and I'll say, could you please send me your site that you've talked about this knowledge and this information? Where have you covered it? Instead of saying something to me in this long-winded email that I have 10,000 of, that I'm probably never going to get to read the whole thing, okay? When I look for information, I don't do it in my email box, okay? I want a link where it's archived, where I can go and I can get in-depth knowledge on it, okay? You do that, there's a methodology of doing this in the modern world. It's called the internet. Maybe people have heard about it out there, you know? And you put knowledge up on boards and websites, or maybe you write a book, okay? You know, books are still out there too. People are still writing those, you know? And I ask people, well, where is all your knowledge about this? What are you doing to share it? And you know what always comes back? It's the same thing every time. It's a shame because I'm expecting something different still. I'm expecting somebody to come back and say, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to attach my website address in the first correspondence with you. I forgot to tell you about my book. Here's the link on Amazon or on Barnes & Noble or whatever. Okay? It never happens. It's always the same thing with the people who want to tell you what you should be covering. It's the same thing every time. It's a big goose egg. It's a big naught. Nothing. Zero. You know? They never put themselves out there because it has everything to do, Josh, with what you, one word you mentioned that this is all ultimately about. Courage.
Right.
Courage. Courage to put your own name out on the line. Mark Passio is my given name, my given birth name. I don't use any aliases, okay? I have put my address out there in the presentation that I've done in the past. I don't care who knows what I'm doing or saying. I'm not going to run. I'm not going somewhere else. I'm staying right here, and I'm going to speak the truth. And people write to me about other things. They say, how can I get spiritual protection? What candles do I have to burn, Mark? Should I buy certain kinds of incenses? Should I have certain statuettes or certain symbols around me? No. Where spiritual protection comes from is standing in the truth in your own courage. That's the shield of protection. It's not going to come from anywhere else. And I hope people begin to understand that. I really, it's my wish for people to begin to understand that. So Josh, I want to thank you for the call. Really profound insights there and something for people to think about deeply. So thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with us. More of your calls on the other side. We'll be right back.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening here on Republic Broadcasting. I'm your host, Mark Passio. My website, whatonearthishappening.com. We're taking your calls in this hour. The toll-free number to join us, 800-313-9443. Let's go to another caller. Let's hear from Bubba in Colorado. You're live on What on Earth is Happening.
Welcome. you could have wrote our introduction. That's incredible. We want to do more. And it's all over the internet, like you said, thousands of links, 10,000 links. Google and Yahoo search, type in 13 letters, B-U-B-B-A-S-C-O-U-T-R-E-B, and you'll see it on Twitter, LinkedIn, that YouTube covers it. As a matter of fact, that comment you made about that new, it's right there on the top of our Twitter page. It links to YouTube. We've taken over all these YouTube sites. We did it. And you'll see their emblem, the vulture. It's everywhere. Once you start Bubba Scout Reb, it's everywhere. It's all over the internet. 10,000 links.
All right, let me stop you for a moment. What kind of information do you cover?
Oh, it's called The Destruction of Sovietization of America. What you're really discussing, where
sure.
Committees decide for you. That's Sovietization. It's called destabilization.
It's definitely happening in this country for certain. No question about it.
I look
at it as a combination of corporate fascism and what, as you refer to it, Sovietization, you know, socialism and creeping communism, etc. Definitely.
Well, we got this to the Joint Chiefs of Staff. We're on their document in public view, and people are denying seeing it. It's called Chairman's Corner. It's been there 3.5 years, dodlive.mil. You'll see Bubba Scout Reb. And it's right there, what we're saying. Link to twitter.com/BubbaScoutReb with replies, because they've altered Twitter to where you go to the one with tweets and replies. We're getting everyone around the world knows about this, and America is stupid. The comments we're getting, even from the people that don't speak English, we don't read Chinese, and there's Indonesians around the world, and of course Europeans speak all, they're all English speaking. So why aren't you fixing this? We can't, we give the number of Chairman Dempsey's office. They know who we are. U.S. Army War College approves us. They're command staff. It's all on the internet. Thousands of links. You can dial 703-697-9121 24/7. And all you have to say, we want Bubba Scout Rev's plan for Colorado. So,
well, I certainly agree. You know, there's a lot of things that people could be doing to get information.
But we want
to
do our job.
That's what it's ultimately about. You know, it's about taking real world action, developing the courage to take real world action, to put information out there for other people so that they can become educated and get out of the mind control that they're basically under to accept this tyranny that's growing in this country and every other. So every little bit that somebody can do contributes to the effort, and that's all people have to do is get involved, get on the playing field, put information out there. You know, hopefully it's good information and it gets people to wake up and see what's going on, and you know, then that information travels and it becomes more distributed. So if anybody's out there doing something for themselves and putting the information out there for themselves, I'm all for that. So I want to thank you for the call. And let's move on to another caller. Let's hear from Ryan in Indiana. Ryan, you are live on What on Earth is Happening. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mark. I had just bought myself a sensory deprivation tank. You're familiar with those?
Interesting. I am somewhat familiar with them. I've never actually participated in, you know, stepping inside of one and experiencing it. I know what they're for. Have you used it? And if so, what's been your experience?
Yeah, my experience was totally losing really the realization of physical self. And I was in a state of, all I could describe it as is complete love, just surrounded by love. And when I got out, I felt like I was being reborn. When I went in the float tank, I went in on crutches. I had sprained my ankle a week before. And for the next 2 days after the float session, I walked on my foot as if I had never sprained it.
Interesting. And it's a saltwater tank?
Yes, 800 pounds of Epsom salts and 11 inches of water.
Interesting. So it kind of almost puts you, because of the deprivation of the five senses, it almost puts you right into a state of meditation upon laying in it.
Definitely, yes. And basically what on my research, many people achieve alpha or theta brainwave states,
right.
Which those brainwave states are only found supposedly in children and in people who have meditated for years. And I wanted to know if that had anything to do with pineal gland activation, EEG coherence, or higher self-realization.
I think it very well could. And, you know, I think meditation is one way to foster that, should it be used in a balanced way, to balance the brain and not take it into super right brain imbalance, but to bring it to the middle, to that state of what you just talked about, global EEG coherence, which is coherence across the two hemispheres of the brain through the corpus callosum, and development of both brain hemispheres simultaneously. So I think this certainly can be a methodology that is used to do that and to keep it there. I think all of us could probably benefit from stepping outside of all of the deluge of electromagnetic frequencies and sensory over indulgence that we're hit with sensory bombardment 24 hours a day in our culture here in the West. So I definitely think it's something that people should consider. It of course, not everyone has the resources to get a sensory deprivation tank, but you could do it in your own way by simply quieting the thoughts and, you know, practicing a simple form of meditation that is completely free and available openly to everyone. You know, it's something that I've talked about in the past on the show, and it's one of the three modalities of thought, along with concentration and contemplation, which also should be practiced in concert with the meditative form of human thought. So people don't think of these as forms of thought in many cases, but they indeed are. You know, being able to stop the mind, to stop the chatter of the mind, can often be very important to achieving balance within the mind and the brain. And it's something that I definitely think people should look into in their own way, in a way that is available and comfortable to them, because, you know, there's many different ways and methods of doing it. So I'm glad to hear that this method worked out for you, and you know, hopefully, you know, you'll continue to use it to maintain that balance.
One last thing.
Sure.
Can you describe to me in any way your understanding using green speech or your comprehension of Latin, the word meditation and the word hypnosis?
Sure. Meditation simply means to bring to the middle, to take to the middle. Okay? So what you're doing is, if there's a form of left brain imbalance, of chronic left brain imbalance, you're balancing that out by bringing the state of coherence to the middle of the brain, to the equal union between the left and right brain hemispheres. I'll continue that on the other side. Stay with us, everyone.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Back, everybody. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening. We're taking your calls in this hour. We're talking to Ryan in Indiana. He wanted me to break down meditation and hypnosis as words etymologically or in green language. I was saying that meditation actually derives from Latin medi, and it means ultimately to bring to the middle. Medi in Latin is the middle or the center. What you're trying to do through meditation is, if there is a left brain imbalance, to bring that imbalance to the middle, which is a state of coherence and union between the left and right brain hemispheres instead of a chronic left brain imbalance. One of the things you have to be careful of is not to go too far into right brain imbalance by the overuse of it, because like anything, it has a proper use and then it can be abused if not used in a way to promote and maintain balance. The word hypnosis comes from Greek roots. Hypo in Greek means under, okay? And then gnosis is knowledge. So this is one way of looking at it is to be underneath of knowledge, okay? So it's something that is knowledge that is underneath something, like meaning the subconscious. So you're going into, you know, you're being put into some sort of a suppressed state of consciousness, and you're underneath the waking state of knowledge or active consciousness. Another way of looking at hypnosis is suppression of a certain kind of spirit or a certain kind of feeling, so, or influence. So people can look at, like, you know, let's say the desire to smoke tobacco products or something like that, as that's the influence of something, the desire for something, and what you would do through hypnosis is to suppress that influence. So it could be the suppression of the influence of something. And it could mean a positive suppression of influence or a negative one, where you're trying to suppress real knowledge from coming up from underneath the surface and keep somebody down. That's a negative form of hypnosis, which you could look at something like television as. So I would not see hypnosis as a unidimensional phenomenon or unidimensional practice. It's something that, again, it's like occult knowledge. It means knowledge that's beneath the surface. You know, if you understand how to access or put somebody into those states of consciousness, it depends on the wielder, the person who's using that influence, their state of consciousness that is going to determine the outcome, whether for good or for ill. So that's my take on hypnosis and my breakdown of the words, and I hope that answers your question. Let's move on and let's hear from Will in Florida. Will, you're live on What on Earth is Happening. Welcome.
What's going on, Mark? Thanks for taking my call. I just want to say thanks for using your personal time to amass and share this information.
It was an extreme effort. It's ongoing, you know. It's something that doesn't stop. So, you know, that's another thing people have to understand. When you do this work, it's not like, oh, it's just done one day and you're there. You know, it's ongoing. So I thank you that you appreciate that time and effort that I've put in. And I, you know, want to thank anybody else that's out there that's doing that great work.
Yeah, very much. So I have two questions on two vastly different topics, if that's all right.
Sure. Go right ahead.
So with regards to the Anunnaki, if they were the ones that are pulling our strings, you know, they interfered with our evolution, do you think they would really just abandon us like that, or do you think they're still pulling our strings via the political spectrum?
I have mixed thoughts on that. I think for the most part they did want to leave this place because for many different reasons. It wasn't a hospitable environment for them. They didn't enjoy being really physically here on this planet, according to certain accounts. I think that they would much rather have been on their world rather than here on an away mission doing something that they didn't really want to do but they felt needed to be done. But at the same time, all of the time that they spent here, you know, they were treated differently than they would have been treated on their planet. Like I said, for many weeks, they were being treated as gods here. So they got used to that, and they liked that dynamic. While they may have been in an inhospitable place physically, the dynamic that they experienced with their, quote, offspring was like being worshipped as a god. So they got used to that. I think that it is quite possible that certain contingencies of them remained behind in a covert fashion. And when I say covert, I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, that they had to even remain outside of this planet and, you know, be watching over it or something like that. Many of these beings integrated with humanity through inbreeding, through actual physical inbreeding with our species. And then over time, I think their knowledge and experience just got, you know, became occulted knowledge. You know, and they actually blended in with us over time. I think many of their bloodlines may still be here amongst us, living as a human being, but you're not able to see the external characteristics or traits in a physical difference. They look like fully human. That's also very possible. I think it could be a mixture of both of these things as well. I mean, I'm not saying it's any one particular thing going on. I think that it very well could be that, you know, these beings may be monitoring our progress and seeing how their, quote, experiment or they're, quote, young, are doing from time to time. That could also be possible. So do I think they just up and left and had nothing to do with us? No. But does this still constitute an abandonment situation? Yes, it does, because it isn't like they really taught us truly the difference between right from wrong, because, hey, did they really know it themselves by their actions, by what they did? You know, all of these are questions that need to be pondered and asked. And again, I don't really come down with any hard line position one way or the other as to the extent that the original beings are still here with us or not. It could very well go either way. So I know that's not really a hard lined answer or a committed answer, but that's kind of where my thought on that is. It's not taking a hard stance either way.
Yeah, I don't think we have a possibility of knowing that answer, so that's as good as it can get really right now.
Well, hey, maybe if they initiate some kind of overt contact, we might know that answer, you know, in a big way. But that's highly unlikely that they're going to do anything to just reveal themselves to us, because I don't think many of them really want humanity to fully understand the depths of their involvement with us. That's just my take.
Okay.
Okay, so you had another question?
Yeah, this one's an overly debated topic. So considering the harm none and do what you will principle, mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever heard your stance on abortion. And through my pursuit of knowledge, I've been my stance is kind of slowly changing, so I was just curious where you stand
yes,
on that.
Yes, I've talked about it, I think, briefly, but never went into depth. I do consider it against natural law, and I don't condone abortion. Mm-hmm. I do think it is a wrongdoing.
Okay, that's what I figured.
Yep.
Awesome. All right, thank you.
You got it. Great. Thanks for the call, Will from Florida. Let's hear from Chris in Arizona. Chris, you are live on What on Earth is Happening. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Mark. Yeah, thanks. Good to talk to you, man.
Sure.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Hey, so I've been listening to you for a couple weeks, and for the most part, I could say I pretty much agree with a lot of what you had to say, if not most of it. My journey's been pretty interesting coming out of fundamentalist Christianity for the last 10 years, being mm-hmm. raised as in a kind of a mixed home, Protestant, Catholic, and all that kind of stuff, taking it real serious, and then transitioning from that and seeing different, layers of the onion, so to speak, peeled back over the years. And, but one of the things that has always fascinated me, that has always been real difficult, to swallow was the Genesis accounts, you know, specifically Genesis 3, the whole fallenness of humanity and all that.
Right.
And when you brought in not just you, but definitely your work and a lot of others who talked about how that whole dynamic can be seen from a completely different perspective, really not a theological one at all, but more of a anthropological one or even a ancient alien and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
It really, really took me, by surprise. But then the more I listened to you, the more I read about it, did some of my own research, the more plausible it became. So I just want to say thanks for all the stuff that you do. I appreciate it. I think you're really well-balanced. I think you're onto something.
But well, I want to thank you for maintaining an open mind despite, you know, basically the belief system that you grew up in. And I'm not even going to say there isn't some core truth to all religion. I've talked about that in the past when I've talked about religion and astrotheology and the underlying, you know, core principles of morality that are integrated into these religions but often covered up, you know, in the process of belief. We'll put this up on the other side. Stay with us, folks.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. freedomsurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy one. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy one immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy one and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy one, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Back, everyone. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening. This is the last segment of the show for this episode. We were talking to Chris in Arizona, who was saying that he started seeing some of the biblical teachings that he had been accustomed to during, you know, his religious teachings in a different perspective as a result of, you know, looking at the story of Genesis and examining different research from different people who were looking at this from perhaps a completely different perspective on that it could have been non-human entities that were dealing with humanity and, you know, not the, quote, God of creation being told about in these accounts. And I was saying that I just think that that's, you know, speaks volumes to his open-mindedness and willing to go to where the evidence and the truth leads instead of just buying dogmatically into a set of faith-based teachings. And I'm not trying to say all religion should just be totally and completely thrown out, because there are core truths that lie at the heart of some religious teachings that are about morality and are about treating each other with respect and decency. And, you know, it's not to say, you know, just abandon all of it and just live as beasts of the field. I've never said that from day one on this show. It has always been about seeing the core truth that lies at the heart of different traditions, but leaving all the rest of the faith-based trappings that are just there to get people to conform and follow and go along and believe what they're told, you know? So, Chris, I just wanted to say I have respect for your open-mindedness and willingness to go there and do some research for yourself. Did you have anything else for us?
Yeah, I did. I have one question for you. Thanks, Mark, for what you said.
Sure.
The question that I had for you is that I've heard you speak multiple times about the archons, the gods, lowercase g, the engineers,
yes,
or whatever you call them.
Yes.
But I've also heard you differentiate when you talk about the creator god, with the capital
right.
G. And it seems to me that that you have an idea that whatever that entity is good.
Absolutely.
And
without any question in my mind, at least, you know, you could say that may be my faith or my belief or, you know, what I feel at the core of my being. But absolutely, I think that force, if you will, being, intelligence, whatever you want to refer to it as, is experiencing itself through all of the multifaceted life forms that exist within creation, and is learning and growing itself, and is here, is actually providing the laws, the nurturing laws of creation for the betterment of the beings in this universe, not as any kind of a mechanism of control or slavery, which is what the dark occult thinks of that force. That's why they're in rebellion against it. You know, they think it's all there as a controlling agent in this worldview of, if we can't do anything we want, including hurt other people without consequence, then that's got to be some kind of a force that's trying to control us. They want to be able to do whatever they want, no matter how ruthless or evil, without consequence, which is the overturning of natural moral law in creation, which is wanting to be God. So, I absolutely agree with what you said. I do feel that force not only exists, but it is something that is good.
That's incredible. That's great. Yeah, what I was going to ask was, where did you, is that just tacit knowledge that you've kind of just intuited, or was there something along your life journey that happened to you that gave you that ideation? Or I just want
to
know if you can unpack that a little bit.
I suffered enough in my ignorance and ego as a former Satanist.
Okay.
Suffering snapped me out of that ignorance, intense suffering. Which is what I tell everybody that asks me how I got onto the path of truth compared to the path of illusion and ego that I was going down. The answer is enormous suffering did that for me, which is why in many cases that kind of enormous suffering can be a gift, you know, and in my case it was. I just heard the message that the universe was saying at some point and decided I'm going to go to where the truth leads, and my life has turned around in quality and gotten better and better ever since.
That's awesome, man. That's an amazing story.
Check out my podcast. A lot of some of those personal anecdotes are in there. If you go back to podcast one and listen forward, you'll get the big picture of what I'm talking about. If you do it, if you go through the information that way, not just snippets here and there or videos here and there from YouTube. The heart of the information lies in the podcast. I'd encourage you to check those out.
I'll definitely do that. One more thing, if I could,
sure.
Just ask you real quick.
Sure.
Time is always of the essence with me. I got three kids. I got a 10, a 5, and a 3-year-old.
Understand.
And so it's difficult. But I did want to ask you about that. Number one, do you have any kids? And number two, is there anything that you would be doing as a father in this day and age differently if you knew? That may be way too vague of a question, but as a dad, what can you do for your kids if there's one thing you could say above all else?
I do not have any children, and have essentially made the decision not to because of the quality of this world and how, you know, it seems to be deteriorating by the day. But my advice for parents or potential parents is teach your children all about natural law. That's the number one thing that you can do to a child is to, from the time that they are born, start beginning to talk to them about morality and natural call the non-aggression principle combined with the self-defense principle in a balanced way. And if you do that, I think that's what real parenting is ultimately all about, those lessons. Real adulthood is about those lessons, and then you can't give any better gift to the next generation than to teach that very essence of morality to our young. That's my advice.
Man, that's incredible you said that. I hate to use the word, but that's almost prophetic, because one of the reasons why I've listened to you for so long and haven't decided to turn the channel, so to speak, was because of what you talked about, natural law, because when I heard you talking about that and looked at some of your slides, those are the things that I've been just intuitively telling my son, especially because he's 10, and
right.
He's the oldest, and my other, you know, daughter, he's 5, for years. As far as consequences go, we've talked so many times about consequences, and it seems like that, for some reason, is something not a lot of people really seem to hammer on. And so you have, man, I just really appreciate how you elucidate that so clearly, how there is a consequence for our actions instead of so much of the new age stuff out there that basically says, well, do what you want, and
right,
you know, it's no strings attached. So
ultimately about the laws of morality, learning them yourself, teaching them to others. That's what the great work is. That's what we're here to learn and understand and live and put into practice in our lives. Chris, I want to thank you for the call and for going to where the truth leads yourself. So that's what it's all about, my friend. Take care. All right, we'll do one more caller. Let's go with tradition and let's wrap up with Ivan from Phoenix. Ivan, happy birthday.
Hey, Mark. I don't even know what to say. You've had quite a few very good callers tonight. They brought up concepts, ideas, and explaining what you're putting out in such good way that I'm like, well, I guess I don't need to call in as much anymore because you got people that are picking up on this, which is good.
Well, hey, I decided to bring you in. I went outside of the call queue a little bit. Other callers, please forgive me for that. But it is Ivan's birthday today, so I figured that, you know, we'd put him on the air and let him take the show out, which has been tradition over the past few weeks. But what do you have for us today, my friend?
Oh, well, I had quite a few things, but I got all sidetracked listening to these callers because they brought up really excellent things.
Ivan, isn't it true, though, seriously, this show has the best callers out of any radio show in the world, period. I mean, I can't even believe it myself. It's amazing. The quality of callers that call into this show blows my mind.
Yeah, I'd agree with that because you listen to other shows, even other shows' hosts, they're kind of in the effects realm all the time. 9 times out of 10, effects realm, whereas the callers to this show, 9 times out of 10, are in the causality area.
That's
and
right.
So they're bringing in calls that matter and not just beating around the bush kind of stuff, you know?
That's exactly correct.
Yep.
And
yes.
Ivan, I'm sorry, the break music has caught us. We're coming up to the end of the show, but I just wanted to say happy birthday, my friend, and thanks for calling in, you know, making it on the show and bringing up that great point. Ladies and gentlemen, remember, there's only two mistakes that one can make on the path to truth: not starting and not going all the way. We'll see you right here in 2 weeks from today. Thanks for listening. Good night, everyone.